The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey, what's going on? Before we get into this week's podcast, I have to let you know, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, huh? Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, it's a unique online service. It delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive the prescription within days. Pretty awesome, man. The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made right here in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Look, man, they always say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. They say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help give you confidence where it counts. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal just for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use promo code DADCAST at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DADCAST, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And speaking of, let's do it. Here we go. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is another episode of DadCast. I am JP, of course. That guy is Nick Martin. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Dude, I'm good. It's finally warm.
I know. And you know what? We're so far ahead still that by the time this one drops, it might be freaking fall again.
I know. We'll probably have snow on the ground again.
Right. So if you are watching this and it happens to be October or November, wherever you may be, just know that this literally was recorded on the 1st of June in the year of our Lord, 2023. Today on the show, man, we've got an amazing guest. He's formerly a contestant from Jordy Shore. He's a finalist on Vendetta, Total Madness, Spies, Lies, and Allies. He also competed on Final Reckoning, War of the Worlds, War of the Worlds 2, and Double Agents. He is one of the more notorious characters from MTV's The Challenge. Please welcome Mr. Kyle Christie. How you doing, buddy?
Whoa, yeah. I'm good, man. I wish that I could have you every day in my life introduce me like that to everyone.
Dude, we need to get TJ to hire him to introduce all the contestants on The Challenge. That would be so
It would be incredible.
Why?
It would be incredible.
Although it would fuck it up and take up the entire show.
You know, The only way that would have been better is if I had taken the time to memorize it instead of, you know, diverging the eyes just a little bit, you know, but I guess that's kind of what I've been known for. I've worked in radio for years and do introductions on stage and blah, blah, blah. So thank you. And if you're willing to pay an exorbitant amount of money, I will absolutely follow you around wherever you go, Kyle Christie. All right, brother. So the very first question that we like to ask on DadCast, it is a rite of passage, is, are you a dad?
I am a dad. Yes, I was a dad 20 months ago. He's 20 months old now. And I know I don't want to be one of them dads that is like, oh, my son's 27 months old. But I don't know what else how to say
it. No, it's perfect. You know? It's so funny you say that because I was thinking as you said it, I was about to say, hey, Nick, so Kyle is still in the months section of when you ask how old your kid is. And this is at 23 months, man, that's it. Okay. Just so you know,
this is an argument my wife and I have all the time. She's like, our son is, oh, he just turned three. He's 36 months. I'm like, babe, he's fucking three. Come on.
So yeah, at 23 months, you can still call that out because, you know, year and a half, year, almost two, whatever. But once 24 months hits, your kid's 2 years old.
I completely agree. It's just in that weird phase at the moment, isn't it? Where it's like you're going from one to two. But as soon as he gets two, he's two and a half, nearly three.
What's his name?
That's it. Crew. I named him Crew, yeah. Crew Jax Christie. You know why I did that, right? It's because I like the whole America cowboy, cool biker thing, okay?
All right.
And I think that sounds like he's like an extra off Sons of Anarchy. He's like a Yellowstone or something like that, like a series, like a season. And that's why I basically did that. I want to move to America one day with my partner, and we thought Crew Jax would be a cool name. I can already imagine him with like slick back hair and his Harley Davidson with loads
Absolutely. Of tattoos. As long as he doesn't end up, you know, going head first into a semi at some point his Harley, then we're good. But yeah, man, that's a great name. I agree. As being one of those American who likes to consider himself somewhat cool, but is a big nerd in disguise, I wholeheartedly agree. That's a fantastic name. So that's your first kid, 20 months old. I did a little diving on you, and Nick told me a little bit about you and your past and the challenge. So this question should be pretty good for you, I think. How has becoming a father changed you, Kyle Christie?
It has completely and utterly changed me. Before I was a dad, I was quite selfish, to be fair. I was quite a selfish guy. Like, I used to, like, only think about me. And then once you have a kid, I mean, you guys know it's like everything is the kid first. The kid first.
Right.
If we can't be happy unless our children are happy. I find that.
Right. And did you foresee that happening when you became a dad? Okay. And was becoming a dad a surprise?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what were the reactions that day? It was, you know, it was 29 months ago, give or take. You know, all of a sudden something happened. Hey, Kyle, guess what? You're going to be a dad. Boom. Emotions.
Let me set the scene for you. Set this door
first. Oh, boy.
Okay. So it was New Year's Eve, right? And I was like, right, let's get everyone over. Let's have a party. We're going to have a party. It's great. And for a joke, we're like, why don't you get a pregnancy test? And we'll like put it on the table for everyone. And like they'll shit themselves in the first see it.
Right.
And my girlfriend was like, let's do it. Let's do it. It'll be funny. She took the pregnancy test and she was pregnant.
Oh, for right, real.
I spent the whole
jokes
New
on
Year's
you.
Eve with my whole family. I know. I spent the whole of the New Year's Eve around my family. Just terrified. And I was like, I didn't tell them obviously because it was only like four or five weeks in or three weeks in or something. And I just spent the whole night with a drink in my hand, just staring at my girlfriend and just like absolutely scared, shitless. And then my brothers were like, oh, you don't seem like yourself. What are you doing? Like, let's have a drink. Let's have a shot. And I'm just like, nope, I'm okay. I'm just going to sit here. And then like, my girlfriend obviously not drinking because she didn't know we were going to like what the next step was and stuff. And it was so scary, man. And then this was the new year, okay?
Yeah.
Can you guys remember the height of COVID in January? Remember when everywhere was shut down? Like everywhere in the United States, everywhere in England, everywhere shut down. So I had to spend January, February, March in the house with no one around, just me, my girlfriend, and my unborn baby.
Yeah.
We were so scared. We were honestly so scared. And then when you start to tell people and you see the reaction, you get a bit more excited and you're like, all right, shit, we can do this. And I don't regret nothing. I'm so glad we had him, and I'm so glad I'm a dad now.
That's so amazing, man. I know it's scary that first time, and especially, that's New Year's Eve.
Best find out story we've had.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, man. That's a decent one. What about mama? Was that her first child too?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was
her first child.
Both of you were just like, what the fuck? You know?
Well, she kept on bursting into tears throughout the party of the New Year's, and people just thought she was emotional. It was New Year's Eve, and it was a new. And my mom came over to us. My mom was like, "It's a new beginning for all of us, New Year's Eve." And I was like, "You have no idea, Grandma."
So fast forward, then, man. 9 months later, it's what, September, October, give or take.
So it was due 6th of September. He came a week late. My partner made me go to the hospital, drive to the hospital 4 times. I drove to the hospital. And I know she was about pushing another human being out of a vagina, so it should have. I should have been cool with it, you know. Yeah. But I mean, I was pretty fucking tired. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. It was like throughout the night. And I remember the third time I went, it was like 3 a.m. in the morning. And she was like, well, why don't you put your head down for like 5 to 10 minutes, get some sleep to get ready for the morning for when we go into the hospital. I was like, yeah, cool. I'll go and have 10 minutes sleep and I'll be right back. Okay. I was asleep for about 7 hours.
Did you miss the birth?
No, I didn't miss the birth.
Okay.
I came in because we were at home at the time. So I came in the bathroom. And what I can only be described is my partner looked the worst she'd ever looked ever. She was like up all night, like screaming. Like my mom and dad were there as well. So my dad covered my back. But it was pretty intense. And then I took her to the hospital and then we had the baby. She was only in labor for about 4 hours. I think she'd done most of the labor at home, to be honest. But yeah, it was pretty intense.
So yeah, that's... Now, did it come like here's a baby, boom? Was that when reality set in for you?
Yeah. Did they do that thing to you guys where like they just leave the room? They give me the baby and then they just all left the room and I was like sitting there by myself with this baby and I'm like, no one's explained what I do now.
No. At least for my experience is the nurses were. I mean, it was a good hour or two after the birth there, you know, making sure everything's right, cleaning her up, doing all the stuff, making sure mom's good. And then they finally left us alone. But yeah. It's crazy, man.
Sophie was born. It was really weird. Cause like all my other kids, same experience. It was like an hour, 4 hours of nurses, doctors, making sure everything's good. When our latest daughter was born 4 months ago, my wife had her. And then within 20 minutes, everybody was out of the room and we're like, are you going to give her a bath? Like she's gross. She's bloody and stinky. And she looks like she like went through a milkshake. Like what's happening here? And then like 2 hours later, the nurse comes in. She's like, yeah, we're going to give her a bath tomorrow. We want all the stuff to sit on her skin. It's really good for her. And I'm like, this is new. I've had seven.
Yeah.
This is no, like that's true. Even 10 years ago. So my daughter, she's 10. She turned 10 yesterday. And of course, you know, every birthday rolls around. You think back to that day and the birth and all that stuff. But same thing, Nick, you know, she was a water birth. So she came out of the water, but still covered in all the white goop. Yeah. And they left it on her. But yeah, it was crazy.
Maybe with Liam, it was COVID. Maybe that's why they washed him. Maybe. I don't know. It was weird.
But she looked like a purple alien when she came out. That was crazy pleasant stuff. Like,
mine looked like my dad. And if you look at all, like all of us, my dad's the worst one out of all of us. So like, I was like, what? I was like, how did I get roped into this? How did he look like my dad out of everyone?
But that changed, right? You know, changed. A little bit.
It changed. Don't worry. He's good looking now.
Sorry, Dad. You know, when you see this, you know, I'm sure you're used to it though by now.
Yeah.
All right. So man, 20 months old. Oh, that's crazy. Is he talking much yet?
So he doesn't talk. He says like one words. So he'll be like dada. He'll be like baby. He's not stringing sentences together yet, but he's getting there. My brother got pregnant at the same time, like a couple of months later. So my mom and dad had to deal with both kids being born like 4 months apart from each other.
Yeah.
3 months apart. But I don't know. I think girls are smarter, man. I think they're honestly smarter because they just like she talks so much and she just doesn't shut up. And it's like she like they're so more advanced. I think girls.
Trust me.
He started walking before her, but she started speaking first.
Yeah. No, they're smarter. I mean, my son may be able to overhear me. He's in the other room over there. he's about to be 13 in August. But like I said, my daughter's 10. She's way smarter. I mean, even now, it's in the common sense factor too, like street smart.
He doesn't sense danger, my little boy. He doesn't understand pain or danger. You'll fall off something, you'll hurt his head, and he'll be like, "Right, let's do it again."
Yep.
Yeah.
Why did you learn something from your first experience?
Yeah, my three-year-old, like, he's jumping off a – he climbed up on a bookshelf and freaking jumped off onto a hardwood floor. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, it was awesome. I'm like, okay. I'm like, man, thank God we have good health insurance.
Yeah.
Like, poor kid, dude. He's like – he's out running around. He's at that awkward stage now where he runs and he's, like, top heavy or something. So he makes it about 2 feet down the road. It's all,
just, yeah.
He's got – his knees are all scraped up and –
do you ever get that doctor thing?
They look at us funny, like they want to like talk to him in a separate room. Do your parents beat you?
Think you'd be kicking him over. Yeah, do you ever get that thing, right, where like he falls over and it looks a lot worse than he is, and like you think, fuck me, he's definitely broke his neck.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he gets up and he's completely fine. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. How yeah. Or it's, or it sounds worse. Like they hit their head. It sounds like the most horrible, like watermelon being thrown on the floor. You're like, oh.
I think there's actually a scientific explanation for it. I could be wrong, but I think their bones are still a tad bit bendy.
Yeah, yeah. The doctor said they're like rubber.
Yes.
Like, yeah. It takes a lot to break a kid's bones. Like, I mean, he would have to like jump out of like a third story building or something. And, our doctor's like, they're like cats. They bounce.
I can't imagine the doctor saying that to you. The doctor's like, if you really want to hurt him, then you're going to have to throw him out of a fit.
Yeah, yeah. No, dude, like, so our pediatrician's a family friend. So, and like when our son, like when he was like one, he started climbing on stuff and falling off stuff and he'd bump his head. He got a big knot on his elbow one time. So like, we're constantly going to the doctor. Finally, the doctor's like, dude, you can throw them out of a third story building. They're going to bounce. They're going to be fine. Unless there's like a lot of blood, a bone sticking through the skin, he's unconscious, or a dent. Don't come back.
A dent
is bad. Okay.
Sounds like a call.
Kyle, I'm trying a little personal here. So you referred to mom as your partner.
Yeah.
Is that, is it girlfriend? Is it just partner? Are you guys living together? How are you raising this kid?
We live together and she's my girlfriend, but we just never got round to, because obviously we had the baby.
Right.
We never got round to the whole marriage thing. I'm pretty sure we'll get there one day, but
you can take solace in the fact. Okay. Like I said, my son is going to be 13. My daughter is 10. Mom is the same. We're still together. We're not married yet. So we're pushing 14 years. Haven't gotten married at this point. It's like, fuck it. What's the point?
What's your excuse? Cause my excuse is the whole baby thing.
I don't know what my excuse was. I haven't had to use it in years because I think just because it kind of morphed into, well, he doesn't want to get married. So now, if anyone asks, she's like, I don't want to get married. So now I'm like, we're good. But at the same point, we are married, you know?
Yeah. I've got a friend, right? My best friend. He met his girlfriend. Well, his partner. He met her when he was 13 years old. And now he's my age. So he's like 31. And they've been together ever since then. And because they've been together so long and they're not married, they've just decided they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because when everyone starts to get married in the late 20s, early 30s, they'd already been together for 15 years. So it was like, what's the point?
Right.
You know, why do we need a piece of paper?
Which
I totally understand.
The only thing we can think of that would benefit us doing it is tax purposes. And other than that, you know, maybe when my littlest turns 18 and we can no longer claim them, maybe then we get married so we could keep getting those benefits of some sort of fashion. I don't know. But okay. Now, with that being said, are you going to try for a baby sister?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I would literally try tomorrow. I'm good for it. Yeah.
Well, trying parts the best.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best part, isn't it? From there, it's all downhill. Yeah. But I did want, so I started off, right. Okay. Everyone wants two, don't they? They want two different ones. They want a girl and a boy. So they've got that different experience of like girls and boys.
Right.
But I feel like now, because my brother's had a girl and they're getting raised like twins, the cousins, because we're so close with my brother. And they're getting, I kind of think I want another boy, you know. Because I know she wants a girl. My partner Vicky wants a girl. But I kind of want another boy because I think there's no stronger bond there. I think brothers have really strong bond.
Yeah.
But then again, I did say I'd have three, so the third one would have to be a girl.
There you go.
Yeah. I do want two of each, but I want three.
Because I've got I have a stepdaughter as well. So both my brother has a sister and my littlest has a sister as well. But there's something to be said about that. My boy, he doesn't have a brother. And I think, you know, that ship has sailed when it comes to me and the lady. The parts are gone. They took out the factory, put in a playground, and it's just, there's no...
That sounds like something my dad would say. It's amazing. I'm going to write that down.
Go ahead, man. Take credit for it, too, whenever you use it. I feel bad.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
About that, you know? You know, there's nothing. Maybe, you know, I guess adoption. And Nick won't give me any of his 837 kids. So
I don't know, man. Last night I was like, "Fuck, I should call JP. This is bullshit." So Sophie woke up at 1:30 in the morning, and Liam was just like, he was having nightmares. So he's with Mama, and Sophie does not go back to sleep for me. Like, she, all she wants to do is talk and play, and she's hilarious. Like, she's 4 months old, but she is so funny. Like, she'll lay down and pretend like she's sleeping. So I'm like, oh, sweet. I'll close my eyes and she'll pop up and go, "Goo." I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, so you're still, she's 4 months old. You're still in that like hell period, aren't you? You know, where she just doesn't sleep and shit. And it's just like, oh my God, this is horrendous.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And a constant feeding and changing.
And she'll fall asleep within 5 minutes. Like, I'm like, what the hell? What is so different with your mom and me? Like, what? Yeah. Like, the fun dad? Am I the fun parent? What's happening here? Did I mess up and let you watch Rambo with me too many times? Yeah. Like, in the morning?
Rambo. Come on, man. He's letting Liam watch Rocky. Now Sophie's going
last night Rambo. We watched Jennifer Lopez as the mother, right?
Oh,
this movie is like so, it's awesome, dude. She's badass in this and so violent. Sophie loves it. Like, I try to watch cartoons with Sophie. She's like, she starts crying. I turn on a super violent movie. She's all about it. I'm like,
You're going to have to force
she's
it.
She's going
to
need therapy.
Yes, yeah, right?
Exactly. She's like
12, 13 year old and wondering why other people aren't chopping each other's heads off.
Right. Yeah. You're wondering why the kids these days are going and doing bad things at schools, Nick.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I'm the problem.
You are the problem.
I blame Nick.
I'm going to mute you. That's it. You're done. No, I'm kidding. All right, Nick.
Yeah, I tried Care Bears. It didn't work.
Oh, fair enough. You know what? You do.
Care.
Yeah, but there's something to be said, and there's been scientific proof. Like, 0 to 3 years is the biggest sponge era of that brain. And whether they don't realize it or remember those years, it's in there, man. So, you know, she's gonna be like 18 and be like, you know, she's gonna friggin' Sylvester Stallone your ass.
So she's gonna do the knife action.
Which Rambo was it?
It was the newest one.
Oh God, that's the word, Nick.
Oh dude, it's like the violence is so realistic. They did such a good job.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Well done, Stallone.
Do you know my favorite Rambo? It's very, 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 like, people don't think it's the best.
It better be First Blood.
No, it's not. See, that's my dad's first. My dad loves the First Blood. How many Rambos are there? There's five, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like five now?
Yeah.
There's five. I like the fourth one, the one where he goes, when he's the boatman. He's
yes.
Like going, like, dude. That's the for me, that's the best one.
Yeah. Yes. That's
the fourth and the fifth.
And he rips the guy's throat out with his
hand. Yes.
Oh, good.
That was weird because they brought in family members. That's like, okay, where do these family members come from? I didn't know a Rambo had a niece. Rambo had a brother or sister to make a niece.
Like, yeah.
Well, from 1989 to 2010, that there's no, you know, that's it happened. He had kids. He had like whatever, Nick, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. That's great. First Blood, though, for me, man, you know, it really shows that Sylvester Stallone was actually a pretty decent actor. when he's yeah, when he's breaking down thinking, at the end of the movie and he's like, and he's got new legs. It was it's a great flick. Oh, see, what did I tell you about going off the rails, man? Now we're talking about friggin' Rambo. But it begs the question then, Kyle Christie, if we're going to talk about movies and TV and being that you are a part of that, what is your, if you were to pick like a top three all-time movie?
Wait there, I've got them written in my phone for any time that anyone asks me this.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a good question later, though, that you don't get all the time. And with a great backstory, too.
Well, no, people don't ask me this. I just write lists.
It's love it.
Really weird, like.
Okay, that, what, top five movies in Kyle Christie's world.
Top five movies, I would say, okay, so you've got to have a Christmas movie in there. I'd say Home Alone, but that's just a Christmas movie. But other movies is Gladiator. That's the best movie ever made.
Are you not entertained? Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's it. And everyone says that in the challenge, you know. Everyone says that line. I'm always like, you have no idea what that's about.
I'll have my revenge in this life or the next.
Yeah. Right. The other movies. Wait, man, that was the Christmas movie list. I'm trying to.
I didn't know Gladiator was a Christmas movie. That's like Die Hard.
No, I just had that in my head. You know what movie I like? I don't know if you guys have seen this. Have you seen Billy Elliot before?
Not yet. I've seen previews for it.
Billy Elliot?
So it's set where I'm from. That's exactly where I'm from. So I think that like there's a lot to say for it. Yeah, you need to watch that shit. I'll, do you know what it is? I'll send you after this.
Billy Elliot.
I also like Lord of the Rings. I would put Lord of the Rings in there as well.
A 2000 dance musical?
Yeah, it's not a musical. It was a movie before a musical.
Okay.
You need to watch that.
You guys, send me a link in the emails, man. We'll check
it out. I'll send you a link.
A British coming-of-age comedy drama film.
Do you know what else I like? I like Armageddon. You know, that cheesy 90s movie. Where
My lady's favorite freaking flick of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she cries every time. It's like, how can you cry at the same scene like 37 times?
I also cried. It's upsetting, you know. All right,
I hear you. You know what gets me still is the damn Lion King, man. I saw that in theaters when you freaking Simba nudging Dad. Just, oh gosh.
I was 1 year old when that was it.
I know. Yeah, I did the math. I could. I know. I look great for my age and all, but I could totally be your dad, Kyle. The numbers match. Nick would have been about 14. I would have been about 17, I think, give or take.
I still could have made it happen.
We know, Nick. We know. You two, if you were the same age, say in your 20s, would probably have destroyed the world together, if you catch my drift. I'm just saying. You go on that path. Hell, me too. What am I talking about?
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so top five bands in Kyle Christie's world.
I love Kings of Leon. I'm a big David Grohl fan. Who else? I like a bit of Coldplay. If I was going to throw Coldplay in there, I would definitely do that because it's like, it's my girlfriend can like listen to them as well.
Right.
As much as me. And also, who else? Nirvana, when they were around.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw a couple at you and get your thoughts and opinions. Pink Floyd, Iron Maiden.
Yeah, yeah. Good. That's more my dad's era. He loves them.
Like I'm saying, I can be your dad. I got to meet this dad character of yours.
Yeah.
We should, hey. I'm gonna throw this, Nick. You're right there. You're exactly what I'm thinking. Let me ask you this, and completely honest, okay? We don't care if you're having the shittiest of time right now. Admit it. But if you are actually enjoying yourself, Kyle, what are the odds on you coming back? I don't know, a few months from now, hell, even a year, but doing it with your dad for 100%. Another episode.
My dad would do it.
Your dad.
Let him have a few drinks first.
Okay.
And I'll have a few drinks as well, and we'll do it like at the pub. It'll be funny.
Dude, okay.
We'll both come on at the pub, and we'll be hammered. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, okay. I'm absolutely in. Good. All right, Nick.
I'll probably get myself fired from every TV show I've ever done.
Good segue. So, Nick, I know this is your time to shine, my friend. I know you got some questions about the challenge because you love that show. Now's your chance, brother.
So how has becoming a dad changed the challenge for you?
So when I was, when I first found out about the kid, right, I went away on the challenge and he was 6 months in the belly. So it was 3 months before he came out. And it was horrendous being away because it was like, you feel like you're abandoning them. You feel like it's like, shit, like I have literally left my partner and she could have the baby at any time. Because we go away on the challenge for like 2 months to 3 months. So when I got back, it was like 2 weeks before we had the baby. So it was pretty intense. Also, another fact about the challenge, which you'll be interested to know. Can you remember, I don't know if you've watched every season, but can you remember when I got beaten that whole brawl off Fessy, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So we worked it out with the doctors. And when I got beat off that whole brawl off Fessy, I came home early. And I hadn't seen my girlfriend in 2 months. We had sex on that night. And my doctor worked it out that was the night we conceived. He says that them few days is when you conceived. So if I beat Fessy in that whole ball, I wouldn't be a dad right now.
Isn't
if
that
he
nuts?
Didn't have a God, if he didn't have a God complex already, now he's definitely got one.
That's awesome.
Best thing I ever done was getting ran through by that big guy.
Oh, man.
Isn't it crazy how the world works, man? I know. I think it's...
That's nuts.
If those... You ever see, you know, the movie Benjamin Buttons?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's that one scene where if everything did not go in particular order on that perfect day, you know, fate wouldn't have had its way, et cetera, et cetera. And I know, I think of that a lot about, you know, if one thing, we're talking maybe timing of 2 seconds that happened 14 years ago did not go the way it did, I wouldn't be a dad. I might be dead. And we most certainly wouldn't be here right now having this conversation, all three of us together. And all the things in your life as well had to go that route as well for us to be right here.
It's the butterfly effect, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
butterfly effect, yeah.
Nuts.
Flaps his wings.
Crazy to think.
Happens.
All right, sorry, Nick. I interrupted again. Go.
So what is your favorite so far? You've been on quite a few seasons. What's your favorite location that you've been to?
The favorite location. I'm trying to think. Okay, none of the cold places. They sucked. Iceland was beautiful, but it's kind of sucky, man. It's so cold. And when you're trying to compete, you just everything. So the producers threw in like. Every single thing had cold water in it, and it just sucks. I would say the favorite location I've ever done was Spain, south of Spain. It was warm. It wasn't as intense back then because it was my first season, and the challenges were just better. It's like, if you're going to lose, I want to be warm when I lose.
Right, exactly. So who's your favorite competitor?
Favorite competitor out of everyone? I would say Devin is in there. Devin's my boy. Johnny is in there as well. It's got to be him. But I would say funniest to be around, okay? And don't get us wrong. I love him. I'm not laughing with him. I'm laughing at him. It's Nelson. Nelson, honestly, if Nelson was a dad, you should get him on this podcast. He doesn't even mean to be funny, and he's fucking funny, man.
Well,
Johnny and Devin.
You're friends with
Johnny
them.
Johnny Devin West.
You're friends with those guys. So if they are dads, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You just go ahead.
Yeah, and not dads. We've had not dads on the podcast.
Get Wes on it.
Wes is get Nelson on. That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Get Wes on it. Wes is a dad now. Well, he's going to be a dad in a few months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous person in your opinion in your phone that you have the phone number for right now?
Ooh, shit. I don't know, man. There's a girl from my show called Charlotte. She's pretty famous now. I speak to her nearly like every other day, but she's up there now.
What show?
Charlotte Crosby. Geordie Shore, but she does like a lot of different English stuff and like loads of different shows and stuff. There's a girl called Vicky Patterson on in the UK as well. She's quite famous now who did Geordie Shore. But now she does all these different other shows in the UK. But America-wise, I haven't a clue. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
JP, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Johnny Depp.
Really?
Oh. Wow. Wow. That That's totally blew my story out of the water.
Because I, here's the deal. I don't want him to change his phone number.
He probably already has.
You know, he probably already has. You know, it's been 3-4 years, so yeah. it might be changed. But there's plenty in there. It's been because of this podcast, man. It's
he's half the fucking man, isn't he? Nah, he's the man, Johnny Depp.
He's pretty cool. He
so you know, I know all that shit was going on with him. Okay, he came to my hometown, and everyone was like, "What
did
the
he
hell?
Play with
What's
Jeff Johnny Beck? Depp right?
Doing here? He was touring with his band or something, and he was like in all the pubs and the bars and shit, and we were like, we walked past him. We were like, Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
And like you want to say Johnny Depp, you want to say Mr. Depp or Johnny or something like that. And you end up screaming Jack Sparrow in his face.
He did a show here. It's called the Brit Festivals. They do every summer here where we live. It's part of the Hollywood Vampires. And at the time, I was working at a radio station. So, you know, we had the whole hookup and meet and greets backstage, giving away tickets, et cetera, et cetera. So it was time for us to go and meet the band. And it's not just Johnny. It's Joe Perry of Aerosmith. It's Alice Cooper. It's, Matt Sorum, the drummer of Guns N' Roses, the bass player of Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, it's a smorgasbord of just crazy talent. So we're back there. And if, you know, I've met so many famous people through this job and doing that. I don't really fanboy much anymore. You know, it's just like, you know, they're other people, man. It's like, hey, nice to meet you, whatever, et cetera. But I don't know, Johnny, as soon as I pulled the curtain, there he was. I was like, oh, it's Johnny. But my lady, she's just like, like she's like freaking out. I'm like, you got to calm the fuck down, okay? This is embarrassing, okay? Come on.
You're embarrassing me in front of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right, yeah. And then she goes up to meet him, and then she went cool. You ready? And she's like, she looks at him, she looks at me, she looks back at him and goes, can I kiss him? And then he all of a sudden, he's like, oh, mate. He looks over, he's like, I don't want your man, you know, be kicking my ass. I'm like, you know what, bro? She's going home with me. Have at it. And anyway, my lady kissed Johnny Depp. And I think it's still paying off, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And that's my Johnny Depp story there. Who's the most famous person in your phone, Nick?
It's a toss up between TJ Lavin, Randy Couture, Brett Young.
I got Randy Couture's number. Thank you. Finally. Yeah. I begged him for that number for like 2 months.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah. Brett Young's probably the most famous person in there, but
that's cool. All right. Okay. Yeah. So
the Hollywood Vampire story though, like crazy thing is we were backstage. My son is a drummer. He's getting drum lessons from Matt. And we're like, we had dinner with the band and stuff. It was super cool. Like, and I was fanboying over Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, you were.
Like, holy shit. It's STP.
Okay, I'm trying to, so let's like, see if I can pull it up here. That's what I love about podcasts. I could totally stop talking and look away from you guys, and it's all good. This isn't like live radio where I get in trouble for dead air. But this is a good opportunity for you, Nick, to talk if I'm not talking.
I'm going to jump in and start doing the fast five because we're actually almost out of time.
We're not close to out of time. We're having a good time, right, Kyle?
I'm having a good time, but I still have to go sell cars. So.
Oh, you damn car sales. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
I'm going to ask one question. What's your funniest dad fail so far?
What's my funniest what?
Dad fail. We've all failed.
When I was changing the diaper, okay? Changing the diaper, whatever. Changing the diaper, put it down. I was like, oh my God, that was horrible. It stunk. And then like, I'm quite a twisty guy. So like I move my hands a lot. I bite my nails a lot. I'm just moving around all the time. I've got ADHD, so I'm really bad with that. I went to bite my nail. And as I'm biting my nail, I just taste something.
Oh, God.
And
I'm like,
oh, fuck. I ate baby shit.
It's, you know, we've probably all done that.
I've drank baby piss, you know. It's just...
I didn't know about the whole TP thing over the wiener. Like, if you leave it out in the air too long, you're going to get pissed on. I didn't know that. Yeah.
So
it happened. Oh, there we go.
You like the shirt?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Look, how cool is that? He's like dressed like a little bit like a pirate as well.
I know. He just didn't have the hair or the hat, but
He's got that haircut off Harry Potter, off the, when, remember when he's doing Harry Potter? That's the haircut.
He did.
It's so cool.
Sorry, Nick.
That was probably
four
one
more
of the coolest concerts I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was good. That was a fantastic time.
Yeah, the music, like, oh man, it was crazy. Alice Cooper can still sing, so that was badass. Okay. What's the best thing about being a dad so far for you?
I would say it constantly makes you look forward to doing normal tasks. So say like, oh, I'm going out today. You're going out with a kid, so it's going to be more fun. You're going on vacation, okay? It's going to be better because the kid's there. They're an improvement. As much as they do stress you out, they're an improvement on stuff that you already do. It's like the best antidepressant in the world.
Wait till you add two more of them in the mix and you go on vacation, though, okay? Yeah. I want to have a conversation with you when that happens, but I duly noted.
So, let's talk about going out into vacations. Where have you gone out with your kid, and what vacations have you gone on?
You want to hear where I've been with the kid so far? Bear in mind, he's only 20 months old.
Yeah.
I have been to Orlando, Florida, Miami, Florida. I've been to Spain. I've been to France. I've been to Italy. I've been to Scotland. I know that's right next to me, but still counts as a different country. I've been to Ireland. Where else have I been? I've been to Turkey. And that's it so far. Yeah.
So how do you guys do it? Do you have like... Do you have help, or is it just you and your...
My mom and dad normally come with us, but it's... It was a lot easier when they were under one, when he was under like one, but now it's quite hard now.
Yeah, yes. They're mobile.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, we took our he's three now, but he was one at the time. We took him to Vegas. He's actually been to Vegas twice now.
And yeah.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's a freaking nightmare. It's getting from the airport to the shuttle was probably the hardest thing I've ever gone through. Like, they should make that a challenge. Like, that should be the challenge on MTV's The Challenge.
Get your baby from the plane to the cab. Go!
You only have mom and dad, you have a stroller, and you have a shitload of luggage. Get from the airport to the shuttle in one piece and make sure your baby's still with you.
I don't think I could do a big vacation without my parents, like, because they're like an extra set of hands, you know.
They live in sitters.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it without them.
Yeah.
Got any more, Nick?
Do you have any tips on getting your baby to sleep?
I'm the worst at this, so it's the same with my baby as it is with yours. It's like he goes to his mom, okay? He's asleep straight away. He's done. He's like wants to nestle in. He wants to be like a little cuddle buddy and go to sleep. With me, I'm the fun dad. I'm like, he wants to play with me. I just can't get him to sleep, and that's why I let my partner do it every time.
No tips. Sure. There you go. The tip is give it to the lady. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. All right.
Good to know. Okay. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
It would be me and my best challenge elimination. You know, the pole wrestling. I would have me winning all the pole wrestles. I'm the pole wrestle champion. I don't know how I've came in up with that, but I am literally the pole wrestle champion. I'm the only person in the challenge that's never lost a pole wrestle and has won more than three. So I'd have to promote that.
There you go. That's a very unique one.
The pole challenge, JP, but it's like, it looks like the hardest thing in the world to do, especially if you're going up against like CT or Fessy or
yeah, guys. it is. Really is.
Nice. Okay, so earlier I mentioned, that's it, right, Nick? That's your five?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, I got two more for you, and one of these I don't bring out to every guest, but I felt compelled earlier, forgot why, but backstory, okay? This is a basic question. You probably get it a lot. It is literally one of the main questions that you ask when you work in radio. It's just a filler question, but it is morphed. About 10 years ago, after asking the question for many, many years, a certain character, I will tell you who it was after you answer it, answered this question so profoundly, it blew my mind. And I literally took me another 10 years.
It was Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
No, it was not Johnny Depp.
Captain Jack.
the rum. It took 10 years for another person to answer it as good as that person answered it. So no pressure, by the way. And then we got like three or four guests in a row recently who came real close. So that is the only hint you get before this question. Here we go. Don't overthink it. What is one thing you can't leave the house without?
Diapers.
Okay. See, and that's, you know, a perfect great answer, especially in your world. It's generic. That's what we expect. Now, I'm interviewing George Thorogood, and he says, without skipping a beat, says, George, what's one thing you can't leave the house without? And he goes, kissing my wife. And I went, oh, it's my
God.
Right? Now we all feel like assholes, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, so I'm on the lookout for many guests.
I'm not going to lie here, right?
Yeah.
My partner will be more impressed the fact that I said diapers than
kissing. I get you. I'm trying to say that. So if she watches this,
I should watch it.
Yeah. Throw us a comment on the YouTube comments that you know, if and when you watch this, that is correct. All right. Kyle Christie from The Challenge and Jordy Shore and a whole crap ton of other shows that we mentioned earlier at the beginning of this show, because I'm not sure I can repeat that intro. The final question we have for you, I like to think of it as one of the most important questions we ask on the show. I try to ask it of every single guest. And that is, if you could impart one piece of advice onto any new father or about to be dad, what is that advice going to be?
I would say just be awake. Just be awake and be present. First 6 months, you got to be there, because if you're not there, you just got to stand next to her. Basically, you just got to hold stuff. So, like, she'll be like, hold this, and you'll be like,
yep,
hold that. You just got to hold it. Like, that's all your job is at the start, and you just got to make sure you're there. Just be present.
There you go. Easy peasy. That is good advice from Kyle Christie. Kyle, man, dude, it's been fun.
It's been fun, guys. I've enjoyed myself.
We appreciate you.
I'm coming back home with my dad.
Yes. Let's do that. From the pub.
Let's make it happen.
How about we just fly out, Nick, and we do it all in person at the pub?
Yes. Perfect.
I'm freaking in.
I will fly me and my dad out.
Ooh. How about we'll all meet in Hollywood Beach, Florida, because I love fish tacos. And we could just do it in like perfect weather and maybe take a trip down to Key West because it's freaking beautiful. It's what I do every year. And I haven't gone yet this year, Nick. And it's getting late because we're getting to hurricane season, and I'm talking about shit we shouldn't right now anyway. But yeah, I love these ideas.
Tacos sound fucking delicious.
I know. I haven't even made my own ones yet, but that's neither here nor there. He is Kyle Christie. Check him out on. I didn't even ask that question. Is there any TV in the future at all?
So I will be back on The Challenge one day, but I don't know when. I've got to be a dad yet, so
gotcha.
That's it. But my show, Jordy Shore, is back on screens, and that'll be coming out September, and
gotcha.
That'll be on Paramount Plus. So everyone check that out.
If they want to see Kyle in action, that's where you go. To everyone watching and listening worldwide, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and checking out the show. He is Kyle Christie. Make sure you like, subscribe, do all the commenting. Nick, you got something to say? I guarantee it.
I got nothing.
And don't forget to check out our brother podcast.
Oh, shit. The Rockstar Dad Show with Jarrett and Gary from Bowling for Soup.
There you go. And thanks to our sponsors, of course, Lions Not Sheep, Redcon One Weapons out of Eagle Point, Oregon. We will catch you on the very next episode next week. Have a great rest of your day. Kyle, man, you're amazing. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.